This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri called for the quick formation of a new government on Thursday. This as lawmakers approved the government's two-week state of emergency after the recent devastating explosion that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others. Lebanese state media said Berri urged lawmakers at Parliament's first legislative session since the August 4th blast to begin speeding up the formation of a new government. They have begun consultations on forming a new cabinet, a process complicated by divisions in a country governed by a sectarian power-sharing system. Parliament approved the state of emergency to suppress resurgent protests over corruption, mismanagement, and negligence by the long-entrenched political elite. Hundreds of people have been injured in clashes with security forces who fired tear gas. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris made her campaign trail debut Wednesday, and former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 presidential election. The Democratic pair delivered a strong rebuke of President Donald Trump's leadership and highlighted the historic significance of her new role. Harris, the daughter of immigrants, is the first Black woman and first Asian American woman to appear on a national major party ticket. Thursday, the Trump administration will roll back regulations aimed at reducing emissions of the potent greenhouse gas methane from oil and gas operations. During a visit to election swing state Pennsylvania, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler will formally rescind 2016 Obama administration limits on oil and gas industry emissions of methane. This is VOA News. There's no relief in sight for Americans waiting for more federal relief aid during the coronavirus pandemic. They might have to wait until fall at this point. Negotiations in Washington over a new coronavirus aid package have all but ended. The White House and Congress are far apart on the size, scope, and approach on relief for households, schools, and a national strategy to contain the virus. President Donald Trump's top negotiator, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, tried to revive stalled talks Wednesday, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer dismissed what they called as an overture, saying the Trump administration is still refusing to meet them halfway. President Trump said Democrats are holding the American people hostage. Police in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, used tear gas Wednesday night to disperse protesters. The group were at a building that houses a police precinct and jail. Authorities declared the latest in what have been several months of nightly protests as a riot. They said some demonstrators engaged in criminal activity that included setting fires and lighting fireworks outside a federal courthouse. The protest began after the death in police custody of George Floyd in the state of Minnesota, with those in Portland and many other places across the country calling for police reforms and steps to address racial inequality. Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai is likening freedom to oxygen on Thursday. The media company owner spoke out for the first time after being arrested for violating the new national security law imposed in Hong Kong by China. He was then released on bail, and local reports say $6.5 million of his assets have been frozen. Lai spoke via video link for the first time, saying he was filled with emotion when he saw the supporters shouting for joy at his release. He also called the raid of his Apple Daily newspaper by 200 police officers a, quote, violation of the people's belief in the freedom of speech. When comparing freedom to oxygen in Hong Kong, he said the oxygen is getting thin. We're all choking, but we're still taking care of each other, and we keep resisting and fighting for the rule of law and freedoms. Lai's charges included subversion and collusion with a foreign country, which are new offenses under the new national security law. Rwanda is using mathematics to compensate for shortages of supplies needed to test citizens for the coronavirus. You can read that full story right now on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.